proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right. Well, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Tyler, are you in the studio with us today? Come on.
I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm alive.
Tyler, rumor has it, man, you're up there in North Dakota all by yourself. Your wife and kid are in Florida here. What's going on, buddy? You're living it up like a bachelor this week or what?
You know, we talk about quite often on the show when truckers, you know, get home on the weekend, all the to-do lists and everything else that the wives have for them, right? Well, you know, that's kind of what's happening to me, except my wife's gone. And, you know, I'm here doing all the to-do lists while she's gone so that when she gets back, you know, everything's all nice. Been doing the garage right now. I'm working on the laundry room, getting some shelves built. And then, you know, because when she gets back, I'll be gone, you know, for the military deal. And, you know, I want things nice for her. So it's what I've been doing, just been working. I wish I could say that it's just been a good, nice, big party, her being gone, you know, kids out of my hair and everything else. But just not how it is. So
Kelly's with us right now, and I'm going to ask Kelly, do you buy into that crappy story he just told, how he's fixing the house up and being a great husband while his wife...
I got pictures to prove it, so yeah, I don't know.
I do. I buy into it because, you know, when she gets back and it's not done, shit would hit the fan. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I haven't enjoyed a few brews, you know, while I'm doing these to-do lists because, you know, I got to keep my sanity while I'm doing all this labor. But at the same time, you know, it's got to get done. And, you know, I'll be honest, man, my garage, it's on point. I'm pretty pleased with it. So it's to-do list for her, but it's also, I might be throwing in a little bit of excuses on why I want to get done certain things, you know, for me. So it's working out, though. But, yeah.
So, Kelly, where are you at today?
I'm climbing Snoqualmie Pass right now.
Oh, you're in Snoqualmie?
I just loaded over in Renton, Washington, headed to Ogden, Utah.
Man, she is a Northwest runner, man.
Yeah, she is. Seems that way.
Yeah. Hey, look who's here. Look who's here.
I see it. Who is that? I haven't heard that voice in a while. What's going on, Rick?
I got lost.
Yeah,
I'm found.
I took a wrong turn.
Rich is leaving on Friday. He's going down to the Dragontail with his Harley, and him and his brother are going to ride the Dragontail this week. Kelly, you ever ride the Dragontail? You don't live far from there.
I have not ridden it.
Oh. Yeah. Have you been
it's
on?
Not too, it's not too bad.
I've been on it in my Jeep, and I haven't ridden it. And to be riding the Dragon's Tail, you have to be on a cycle.
He's on a bike, motorcycle.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's not much of a view from it because it's just a lot of switchback curves. What, 318 curves and 11 miles. But what's nice is the Skyway. We'll hit the Dragon's Tail. We'll hit the Skyway, the Devil's Triangle. We're going to be up there a week. We're going to go over to the Smoky Mountains and run the Blue Ridge Parkway. And, hopefully we'll have some. The weather will stay nice and we'll have a good time. But man, I'll tell you,
well, hey,
I'm due for. I need a little getaway.
Yeah, the gang's all here except Diesel. We've had some Diesel sightings, and I think Diesel tried to call Ruth. He don't call me. He calls Ruth Ann, but he called her earlier. I seen her phone rang.
That's because he knows who's the boss. He knows who's the boss. He knows
who to call. He calls her, talks to her. He's wanting to get back to work, the whole nine yards. So, you know what? Praise God. Diesel's rolling along here. Any day we're going to see that 615 number pop in here of Diesel's, and we'll have him back on the show. But anyways, listen, we got one topic tonight. We're going to be talking about truckers getting jacked, and Tyler's already got it posted and set up. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're just going to get right into the subject and get some final thoughts to wrap up the show. That's just the new thing we've been doing lately, and it's actually been going really well. I think the drivers like more of the topic than us just shooting the bull, so who knows. Anyways, Tyler, you want to take over and do some commercials?
All right, sounds good. We'll do some commercials and we'll get right at it.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the elite fleet today at GoNationalCarriers.com. That's GoNationalCarriers.com.
Hey drivers, Troy here with TalksEDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TenStreet.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Today we are talking about strictly drivers that get ripped off, jacked, robbed, the whole nine yards. We have an article up there Tyler posted. And, you know, it's actually we had done a topic about this not too long ago, Tyler, if you remember correctly. But, you know, a lot of it was we had a lot of reports where drivers were also to blame. You know, some of them would leave their trucks in areas where with the keys in, you know, and it obviously point to. But this article here is more about truck drivers getting robbed. You know what I mean? At gunpoint, getting beaten. Some of them get killed over a load. And I'll tell you. You know, one of the worst things, Tyler, a trucker can do is get on the CB and start telling everybody what he's got in the trailer. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty bad idea, especially if it's something that's pilferageable, which, you know, I don't know if you don't know what that means, but basically pilferageable means it's easily stolen, you know? So, you got to be careful saying what you got on the CB. You know, it's just like those guys out there trying to sell stuff on the CB, you know, it just puts you as a target, you know?
Look, Tyler, these people, I mean, you can't tell me that the bad guys don't know, you know, like if you're sitting at an Apple where you're picking up for Macintosh or something like that, or RCA TVs, they know to watch for that. So, you know, you just want to be careful in every which way but loose. My gosh, we got some tips here. I'm going to read a little article, and I see Alan's joined us. We'll talk to him here in a second. But, you know, this is kind of one of those things that it happens every day, and a lot of people think, oh, that won't happen to me. You know, it happens to the other guy. But when you're sitting there and all of a sudden there's a gun pointed in your face, you never know. It just happens. Here's what it says. It says, truck drivers beware. It says there's a growing wave of cargo thefts across North America. According to USA Today, almost 900 truckloads have been hijacked and thieves have made off with $500 million worth of merchandise so far going on here. And this is just this year alone. And Tyler, what I don't like is this comment. It says Dan Burns is the director of intelligence at the logistics security firm FreightWatch International, says that a lot of thefts are being committed by desperate people because of the recession. I think that's such bull crap. You know, it don't matter why. You know, I'm not sugarcoating truckers getting robbed. And it says the problem is, and here's what it says, a lot of it, and I never knew this, because if you guys remember the big reports where we were seeing truck thefts over the years, California, Florida, Texas were huge. Well, this goes on to say, Tyler, if you read it, it says most of it, right, a lot of it this year has happened in Indiana. It's a logistical hub. Yeah, more trailers passing through the state than ever. Recently, two men in ski masks made off of $300,000 worth of liquor after hijacking and beating a trucker in Indianapolis. Electronics like laptops, cell phones, and flat screen TVs, and this is what I was getting at before, you know, are all choice for truck jackers. It says accounting for one out of every four trucking thefts. So one out of every four theft is either cell phones, laptops, electronics. So that's a big target. And I know food, I think food was the number one, if we remember that last year. That was because they could take that stuff and sell it at flea markets right away, I guess. Tyler, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think back on when we did this topic kind of in the past, and trying to remember, yeah, what all the main, you know, thefts were. And you've kind of experienced this yourself. I remember, you know, those little items, you know, that are easy to grab out the trailer. But I don't know. It seemed like Rich had a thought there for a second.
I want to ask Kelly.
Well, I was going to say that they're talking about people were desperate because of the recession. Well, I was desperate before the recession. But, you know, anytime you're in a situation, you know, there's definitely certain protocol that you can follow to keep your load safe and keep yourself safe. But, I mean, jacking can happen anytime. I pulled up to Budweiser in Dallas. The gate didn't open until 6 in the morning. It was 3 in the morning when I pulled up, and I thought, well, I'll get a little nap. And I jumped back in I parked right in front of the gate. I slide into the sleeper for a little quick nap, and I fell asleep, and then I woke up. My truck was bouncing a little bit. You could feel the motion. Somebody's in the trailer. And somebody backed the pickup truck to the back end, cut the seal, opened up, and they were hauling off cases of beer into the back of the truck. So I just grabbed my air horn, and I laid on it real loud. I didn't go out there and confront them because, you know, I wasn't packing a gun, and I don't know what these guys had. I laid on that horn real hard, and I just held her down, that air horn. I just held her down. These guys jumped in that truck and skedaddled. Of course, we had to, you know, I had to call the police. We had to get police report and everything. But I mean, it can happen anywhere. This just happened pulled right up in front of the gate of Budweiser. It can happen at the oddest moments, and You know, you want, first of all, you want to be safe. No freight on those trailers is worth your life. That's for sure. It's not.
Yeah.
But it can happen anywhere. I've heard crazy stories of guys driving through New York and coming up to a stop sign, and gangs will jump out there, pop the lock, and start hauling up, pulling boxes off and running. You know,
I've had
a stoplight.
I had a guy in the back of my trailer while I was doing 25. Yeah, we lost Kelly. She said she was up going up over Snoqualmie there in Washington.
Probably job signal.
I know, man. I wanted to, you know, she's our female resident driver on the show here, and I wanted to see really where she's at on the safety end of it, because, you know, she's out there, you know, and we see Kelly carrying chains, and she's a strong woman and all this stuff, but you just never know. Let me tell you something here. I want to read something here, and we'll get Alan talking here in a second, but I also found this article on... this was from last year, but I thought I'd bring it in. It says 12 drivers robbed while sleeping in their cabs at the TA Pilot Center. And this was just in a one-month period. Now, wait to hear this. This is up in Michigan, up there where you're at, Rich. It said Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office has warned truck drivers to keep their doors locked when they're sleeping in their cab. According to ABC7, 12 truck drivers were robbed in the last month while sleeping in their trucks at the TA truck stop and the Pilot Center off Baker Road in Scio Township, Michigan. Now, guess what? When they go on to talk more about it, it says the suspect has not been identified and is still on the loose. Witnesses describe her as a black female in her 40s, about 5'6" and 140 pounds. The sheriff's office has released a photo. So I looked at the photo. I think she's carrying a gun. But now here's a real easy way. A lot of people think, oh, I'm gonna get mugged by one or two guys. Here's a chick probably pretending to be a lot lizard. And guess what? Man, it's so easy, you know, when they got you in a compromising position to whip out a gun out of their purse and your pants are down or whatever the case is, you know, hey, it is what it is. If it's a lot lizard, she's gonna have you in a compromising position. And guess what? You think you're getting away with a quickie from a prostitute, and next thing you know, you got a gun in your face. And 12 in 1 month, this chick robbed at two different truck stops. So I would tell you.
Well, that's right there off of 94, just as you're getting ready to go towards the Ann Arbor there. I know that truck stop, Baker Road, and there's, you know, I'll tell you, and there's truck stops right across the road from each other. And there's a lot of stuff going on, but that's crazy. Yeah, I you know what? This is a very good reason why guys, whether you're married, whether you're single, don't let unauthorized people in your cab. You get somebody knocking on your cab late at night, early in the morning. Hey, you want a little commercial company? No, step away from the truck, please. Good night. You know, but
you
don't open
right.
the door to strangers, man.
Yep. You get a
would
hooker,
you would
man,
you open
I'm
your home
you.
Up and let a stranger walk in?
Yep, and look, you she could be like a pretty little thing, you know, 5'6", you know, batting her eyes at you, and next thing you know, guess what? Boom, you're, I think there's a scripture that even says, watch how she bats her eyes at you. Alan, what are your thoughts on this?
She
you're
might not be
driver.
A she.
Yeah, she could be a he. She could be dressed up as a she. Hey, Alan, what's your thoughts, man? You're a new truck driver out there, and it's a big, scary world. How are you looking at stuff like this?
Well, you know, we ran to actually had one person stop, and we had stopped in South Carolina, and she came up, and it was late. It was about 11:30 at night, and we weren't even backed in 2 minutes, and came up bounded, banging on the door, and I was like, "You got to be kidding me!" And the first thing I did was ask Bill. I'm like, "Man or woman?" He goes, "It's a woman." And I'm like, "Oh, wonderful." She asked if we wanted to buy any wrenches. She actually had a couple of wrenches. She had an adjustable and like an open end wrench to sell. So, but it was pretty heavily patrolled too. There were a lot of cops running around, but that's the biggest concern is the safety when you're out like that, especially if you can't find someplace to park in the bigger, more active areas to, you know, just to be on the guard, be on the lookout, and to really be aware of the surroundings. And they really make it a point to make us aware of that. And so one of the things that they talk about is Definitely don't let anybody in the truck. But also, one of the things is use the seat belts, or I think Kelly mentioned too, get a ratchet strap and run it door to door through the handle and keep it tight. So even if somebody tries to break in and pop the lock, you know, if you get, if you're asleep.
Well, yeah. And I'll tell you, when I was driving for one company, and this company had probably 200 trucks, and one key fit all of their doors. So just because you lock the door doesn't mean that somebody don't have a key to open it up. You make a great point there, Alan, about the seatbelt trick.
Yeah, that was Kelly's suggestion.
What I'd like to do
is I'd like to get Kelly's take on, you know, she's been out there 20 years, right, Kelly? Somewhere around 20 years.
Yeah, a little over.
And so, Kelly, have you ever had any close calls, or have you been? Are you relatively real safe, lit areas, keep it locked, the whole nine yards? Where are you at?
Most of the time I've been pretty safe. I've had a few fights, struggles. I had one incident in downtown St. Louis, actually, where I had to turn around and get the hell out. I made a U-turn in downtown St. Louis in a big truck. Shotgun fight crossing street, so yeah. But for the most part, I've been left alone. Even in some of the places that my customers will say it's an unsavory area, don't park in it. Most time I don't go, but there's occasions where I've been there before and I go and park and haven't had any issues. I'll tell you a place in Tennessee that's real bad though. It's President's Island. There has been a known prostitute that drivers off there for years now. And if you're not parked at the restaurant, the drivers will get hit.
Yeah. Here's another article. It says just recently a truck driver in Phoenix was robbed at gunpoint at a rest stop in the early morning hours. Two gunmen forced him to drive to another location where they stole his cargo and took off, getting away with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of electronics. The driver was not hurt in the incident. You know, there's just, it's, I tell you honestly, and drivers put themselves in, they put themselves in jeopardy, you know, just by, you know, parking in here. I'll give you some tips. Here's some of the tips that they say. It says, first, before you get out of your truck, look around for regular cars in truck parking areas. It says those cars could belong to thieves looking to hijack a rig. And look, we all know, every one of us on here knows, when you pull into a rest area or a truck stop, it says cars this way and trucks that way, correct? So just a car being in a truck area is already a red flag. And it could be just somebody pulling in, you know, that is in there parking in there or talking to somebody they know. But it still should be a red flag, is what they're saying. Any comments on that at all? Dum-dum-dum. Nobody. Okay. Everybody's still with me, right?
I was reading an article while you're talking about hijack prevention and protocol, and it's interesting stuff here where it just says if a hijacking does occur, drivers should follow these precautions. Do not resist. Do whatever the hijacker says. Report the incident to the company and law enforcement authorities immediately.
Yeah, that's
and get a good description of the jackers and report details.
Yeah, that sounds like we better write that list down.
Well, there's some interesting things here. They've got carry a 24-hour emergency telephone number at all times. Learn your route, know your cargo, inform dispatcher of route, and then follow it. You know, of course, if the route changes, notify dispatch. There's a few things on here, but a lot of this is real common sense stuff. It's just like if you're in your car, man, you don't pick up hitchhikers. You don't let people in your car you don't know. You don't stop in unsavory neighborhoods where it's dark, no lighting, and there's a whole bunch of hoodlums hanging out on the street corner. You're not going to pull over right there and ask for directions.
Well, here's what else it says. It says don't advertise where you're stopping. So you don't get on the. Hey, here's the other thing you don't realize. If you're talking on a CB, you don't know who's talking back to you on a CB. It could be the bad guy in a car following you, and you think it's another driver. Hey, man, how you doing here, buddy? You know, and Yeah, I think I want to pull into this rest area up here. Yeah, get me some coffee. Yeah, okay, cool, man. I'll see you. And next thing you know, they follow you in there and they rob you because they know you're pulling in there. And obviously it says don't advertise what you're hauling. You know, just little things like that. It says here, let me see what else it says here. Here's another one. It says don't post updates on your Facebook page. Literally, it says that. I mean, think about it. You know, you're posting Facebook updates and you're thinking, well, only my friends have that. Well, you know what? People, somebody could be your friend that is really not your friend that literally is wanting to try to get one of those loads. You just never know. It says, don't sleep where you can get cash advance or use the ATM. I'm not sure about that one. What do they mean by that?
Well, because they'll try to force you out of your truck at gunpoint and get you to withdraw your money out of the ATM, you know,
yeah,
or something
true.
Like that. Or you'd be surprised. Or and just think, if you're in the truck with your wife and you open the door for these knuckleheads, you know, they could hold her hostage while they make you go hit the ATM and get money out. But there's no guarantee your safety, because nowadays people – there's a lot of these guys that are doing this kind of crimes. They don't want to leave eyewitnesses behind, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's you know. It says, finally, do this. It says, save anything that'll take you away from your rig for an extended time, like bathing and eating for the daylight hours when thieves are less
daylight,
active.
Yeah.
And that is true. You know, thieves are out more at night. There's just no doubt about it. So if you're going to be – and look. You can get robbed at a truck stop even, but if you're going to want to stop somewhere and take a shower at night, you're way better off at a truck stop. I mean, it's just no doubt.
Yeah, that's interesting. I used to try to roll at night because one of the reasons was I could never get a parking spot, man. So I got in the habit of I would roll at night. And then in the early morning hours, people were pulling up out of the rest stops or pulling out of the truck stops, I'd get a park spot, pull in, and grab some sleep. But I was a nighttime driver, and kind of that's kind of night. You're safer rolling down the road at 60 miles an hour than sitting parked somewhere being a target. It's hard to hit a moving target. It's harder to hit a moving target.
You know, and here's one of the things when I was a driver, whenever I pulled somewhere in to sleep, believe it or not, I always pulled in the back where it was dark and quiet, away from anybody that had a reefer. And I'm serious. I would literally pull in like that so I didn't have to. I thought it would be more peaceful sleeping, but all this time I could have been robbed myself, you know? So, anyways. Guys, that's it, man.
I got
some
tips for you. Few extra tips for you.
All right.
One is, when you're parked at the truck stops and you're not up front, check with your drivers that are parked next to you, especially if you're going in to shower. You'll be gone for your truck an hour. I mean, that's just typical, not only safety, but if someone wants to hit you or whatever, tell them where you're at. And it kind of gives you a witness if something happens. The other thing is, especially for females, the one thing I do try to do when I get in is you immediately shut your curtain. They don't know whether you're there by yourself or not. Immediately shut your curtains, and nobody knows whether there's one person in there or two.
Hey, Kelly.
The other thing.
What's your thoughts on maybe
thing,
a pit
like
bull?
Go ahead.
I said, what's your thoughts on maybe a nice German Shepherd or a pit bull in the truck with you?
Yeah, I used to carry a dog for that particular reason. No one, I could leave my truck unlocked with that dog. But nowadays, there's a lot of companies that will either charge an extreme pet fee, or they just don't allow pets at all.
They won't allow a pet, or they won't allow any of the larger breed dogs, anything over 40 pounds, you know. And, man, you know, most of your Labradors or a good-sized aggressive dog is going to be 60, 70 pounds, you know.
Alan, does Schneider allow dogs?
No, they do not. They have a pet policy. You can't have any size dog, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'd like to see Schneider's numbers. You know that, guys. They're one of the biggest carriers out there. They're in the top four. I'd like to see their numbers on truck thefts, you know, truck jackings, trailers stolen, because they have to have a good amount going on. And, you know, here's the thing. I seen a thing where a lot of companies are installing now, like some forms of GPS let me see here if I can find it here. Electronics. It says, okay. The trucking industry is fighting back with equipping most rigs with satellite tracking devices. All a trucker has to do is call an 800 number and the engine can shut off remotely. There are ways truckers can stay safe. So, you know, some of these companies are able to disarm the truck, I guess. And that's kind of a dangerous thing, though. You know, I mean, you get a thief going down the road and you turn his truck off and he wrecks and kills somebody. I don't know that they do it that way. But they have a thing. If you guys ever heard of LoJack?
Yes.
Anybody?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and the GPS will do it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, the LoJacks, you get a LoJack system, and the thieves, they don't even know where that's at. They can trace you right to your front door. You know what I mean? That's just the way that works. So, Tyler, you don't have any technology going on besides that stuff? Are you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we're at that time now. It's about time to go ahead and wrap it up. We've seen a great increase in views and everything else, and drivers just liking these shorter shows. So definitely maybe a part two on this kind of topic here in a little while. Maybe on the next quarter we can try and get an updated on the statistics and see what kind of the changes were in the next quarter, if there's any increase or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, we've been doing shorter shows since it's changed. Diesel had his heart attack, and Rich has been out for the last couple of weeks, and we decided to start making the shows more about the topic, you know, try to get in, get out. Drivers' numbers are going up even better, and it's working out pretty good. We can hang out. We can do whatever y'all want to, but I think we're going to wrap this show up. So, Kelly, ladies first, give me some thoughts on, you got any more tips for the fans out there, Kelly?
Hey, be safe. Like I told Alan, that ratchet through door-to-door works really good. Be safe out there. Just watch your surroundings all the time and be professional.
Awesome.
Perfect.
How about you there, Alan? You got any thoughts?
You know, not really. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. Tomorrow I head over to get my truck assignment, and it looks like I'm going to be rolling out for my first load tomorrow. Unless there's a delay, which there's a slight chance, and then it'll be Thursday morning. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. And that's about it for me tonight. I'm getting ready to get everything packed up and loaded up in the car to leave early in the morning to be over there about 6 o'clock.
How about you, Rich? You got any thoughts?
Yeah, I've got a thought. It's a dangerous world out there, guys. This is the United States of America, but it's still, in some ways, it's still the wild, wild west. Be alert. Be aware of your surroundings, watch the shadows, be safe, and never, ever let any stranger in your rig. So be safe, be professional, and God bless.
Well, that was awesome advice on final thoughts. Hey, you know what? I'm going to give you my final thoughts for today's shows. You know, truck drivers, all right, you know, it's a proud, prideful industry. A lot of my friends that are drivers, we all think we're invincible. Okay. Here's what I would tell you. We've seen an incident where a female jacked 12 truckers in 1 month. Okay. It's the batting of the eyes, pretending you're a lot lizard. Next thing you know, you're in a compromising position. There's a gun in your face. That's not something you want to call your dispatcher to tell. Okay. Or your wife. Number two, drivers that want to park in the back of the lot where it's dark and quiet, really be careful, man. I like that idea Kelly gave. Take a strap off your flatbed and go door to door on the inside, ratchet it. That way nobody's getting in there unless they smash your window. Okay. My final thought, let me tell you what it is. I almost feel like Alan's one of our kids. We watched him get his CDL, go through school. He's done with his trainer. And now guess what? Little bird's being pushed out of the nest tomorrow. And Alan's about to fly, get his first load. So, hey, praise God. We want to make sure Alan calls in and lets us know he's delivered his first load after what, Alan, what, night, but back in November this all started. Here we are in July and you're rocking, baby.
Yeah.
And you know what, my other final thoughts are this: tomorrow night, praise the Lord, if we're alive, we're gonna get up, we're gonna do this show again, we're gonna talk CDL, we're gonna talk everything, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna turn this over to my compadre Tyler. Take us out like you know how.
Awesome. Well, thanks guys for showing up. We appreciate everybody who called in. You know, Rich, nice hearing from you, bud. Alan, man, congrats on getting your first truck ever. tomorrow, and that's really awesome achievement. And as always, Kelly, thank you. Be sure to check out Kelly's Facebook page. She's the owner of Lady Truckers over there on Facebook. She's got an awesome community, always posting great things and growing the female community in the trucking industry. So that's awesome. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/talkcdl. And our website is talkcdl.com. The shows get posted over there in the podcast section. Just click there and choose what episode you want, and you can re-listen to it. You can also re-listen to the show on iTunes. If you go to iTunes, to the podcast section, type in TalkCDL, type in trucking or something along those lines, and you'll find us there. Hit that subscribe button. Get all the updates to the show. Have them automatically downloaded so you don't have to worry about losing your signal and cutting out the show and all that good stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. And as always, guys, drive safe. We thank you so much, and be sure to check in on the show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we always post our topics there on Facebook for the show that's going to happen later that night. So thanks so much, guys. Drive safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.